I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, two members of the Knoxville boys golf team, as the Panthers have advanced out of the sectional held at Pine Knolls Country Club, and they're headed to Atlantic, Grant Gurdes and Brady Rosaboom. And guys, congratulations. One step accomplished. Grant, you were medalist overall. How did it feel out there? Kind of windy in the course.
Yeah, the weather was good, but there was a lot of wind, so you had to play with the wind, or this golf course can bite you if you put yourself in the bad spots.
They were talking about seven and really sometimes fooling some of the golfers, not just Knoxville but everybody, how high you had to get the ball off. How challenging was seven when you had to, get it down there?
Yeah, it was I was between clubs both times. I luckily hit the green, but it was definitely a mental challenge of how far do you need to hit this ball just to keep it in a good spot.
Brady, what about you? You struggled your front nine, but boy, you came back with a vengeance in the back nine. What was working that maybe wasn't on the front nine earlier?
Front nine, I really didn't play that bad. Putts weren't dropping, and kind of got unlucky on a couple tee shots that I just was behind a couple trees. So front nine, I didn't play great, but I knew I wasn't playing that bad, so I knew I could try to get at least, I was thinking to shoot 1 to 2 on the back and try to get a couple back, but went in my favor and got all four back, so finished even, which can't complain about it.
And, sometimes a score doesn't really reflect how poorly or good you played. What kind of things, do you look for when maybe, the putter's not working or the driver's not working? What kind of goes through your mind? Like, okay, I got to do well in this area.
Yeah, normally when I'm playing, you play for yourself, but you're also playing for your team. And right now this is the team, we want to advance as a team, So when you hit a bad shot, you just got to think, how can I make the next shot a better shot to give myself a chance to keep the scores low and not take a double and just take medicine, take a bogey. So after just hitting a bad shot, if the club's not working that day, you just try to figure it out, but also just keep playing your game. Putts start dropping. The front nine, I think I lipped out 5 putts. I knew my putter was there, but just wasn't falling the front nine, and the back nine putts started falling. So you just got to keep playing and trust yourself, trust your preparation for the meet.
And that's what Coach was talking to you guys about after the meet, talking to Grant Gurdes and Brady Rosaboom, members of the Knoxville boys golf team. Grant, how important is it to stay mentally in it? Because it seems like every stroke is going to matter at some point.
Yeah, golf's one of those sports that every shot counts, and if you're away from your task, you could ruin your whole team, because it truly is mentally challenging for 18 holes, and you have to keep your focus at all times.
Brady, what about you? It's how important is the, if you're out there and you miss a putt, not to get overly frustrated, but know, okay, these are important anyway.
Yeah, I definitely get mad after I miss a putt, but kind of just have to take a deep breath and just go on to the next shot. You can't dwell on your past shots. Normally I have until I get to the next shot to think about my last shot if I'm mad. And then once, or even if it was a really good shot, I have to drain it. I have to get to the next shot. I have to think how to make this shot well. So, you just got to play. You just got to try to keep your scores lower, and that's what happened today.
What kind of things are you going to work on between now and Monday when you go over to Atlantic to play in the district?
Everything, short game, iron shots, wedges, driver, everything needs to be worked on, because when you have more pressure on yourself, your swing is going to change. So if you're more developed and you understand your swing more, when you're in pressure, you'll have more confidence over the ball.
Brady, what about you? What's a couple things you focus on for the next few days before you head to Atlantic?
Yeah, kind of what he said, just continue to hit shots with every club. Get those better, get those more dialed in, trust yourself more. But mainly, I'll more focus on 40 to 65-yard shots. That's been my struggle the past couple weeks, to put those pretty close for better birdie chances. So do that and just putt more and just try to keep getting confidence.
You know, we talk about, you know, things you need to work on, but 290 in this wind at a, you know, not an easy course at Pine Knolls. I mean, you guys have played here a lot, and then you went, what, 286 at Edmondson for the conference. How are you guys getting those scores? I mean, that those two are pretty not too easy courses to play on.
Yeah, I think it's just the mental, like, I know where I need to hit this shot, and then the practice of hitting that shot over and over again. So, I, you know, the confidence of having, like, I can hit this shot and then doing it, that helps. And it also helps keeping your score low when you hit your shots in the right spots. You know, some bad spots out here will leave you with a high score, and if you can eliminate that high score, it helps you out in the long run.
Brady, what's, you know, last couple of meets, you know, under 300, which that's a solid score anywhere that that you play.
Yeah, I mean, team's playing great. Me and Grant have been – I mean, Grant's been playing great golf, and I've been pretty steady where I have been. So, you know, I mean, team's been playing great. We, 1 through 6, we have guys that can always shoot low. So it's just nice. I mean, we just play a lot. I mean, we play a lot of golf. We can – continue to just work on things even when you play well. Like Grant shot 3 under at conference, but he continued to work and try to get better than that, and we're really never satisfied with what we shoot. We think, I mean, we always know we'll come in here and shot 290 today, but we were talking and we probably left so many shots out there that we could have back and shot lower. So I mean, just continuing to work on things and try to get better and never be satisfied for what we do.
She now shifts to Atlantic on Monday. You played there already once this year, and, you know, listening to Coach, it's like, was it your best day? So, you know, you got the confidence that you can shoot a lot better. Tell us about the Atlantic course. What's it about? What do you got to focus on to get a good score?
Yeah, Atlantic's a short, tricky golf course. You know, if you pull out the driver, you better know that it's going down the middle, or you could take some big scores. Last time, I didn't play my best stuff. Driver was a little left and right. But yeah, if I'm just keeping the ball in the fairway and putting it on the green, giving myself chances, I know that I'll make them eventually, and I will contribute a low score to the team.
What's your thoughts on Atlantic as you head down there for the second time this season?
Yeah, I mean, I love the course personally. I played their districts my sophomore year, and then I played a couple of tournaments there too, so I've always played well there. I like the course. It's kind of like this. I mean, you can hit driver, but at the same time you can get in trouble at the same a lot, so you just have to hit the ball straight. And just, I mean, self-belief, kind of what we talk about all the time, is just believing and just hitting. If your irons are on, you should be pretty good. I mean, if you're off the tee in the middle of the fairway, it's a big emphasis for sure. So just should be a good time, and some good teams there, so it should be fun.
Well, finally, what would it mean for you guys to make a 6th consecutive state tournament appearance? And for the seniors, it's 4 in a row. Not many kids in the state can say they went to 4 state tournaments in a row in the same sport.
Yeah, it means a lot. I wasn't on varsity my freshman sophomore year, but we still got the job done last year, so we have full belief that we can do it again. You know, we're trying to win the tournament. You know, we're not trying to settle for 2nd or 3rd. We want to go to win, and we want to show why we can prove ourselves at the state tournament.
Brady, what about you? You would be that 4 in a row. I've discussed with you a couple times in the off season, and your eyes just kind of light up like, wow, that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I was freshman year was a great run. We got 2nd. But yeah, it would be 4 straight for me. It'd be awesome. But thing is, we've done it 5 straight years, but it's really not that easy. We spend countless hours out here. We off season, we're always swinging. It's just something. It's a sport that you just have to continue to play and continue to get better. So, you know, it would be awesome to do it. It'd be dream come true for sure. But we want to go, and we want to compete at the state tournament. Though, if we make it, we don't want to just go and be satisfied with going. We want to go and compete. So, you know, just never be satisfied, kind of what I've said earlier. But just go and hopefully play well at districts, and then it'd be cool.
All right, guys, best of luck to you on Monday, and hopefully we'll be talking about a state tournament trip.
Thank you.
That's Grant Gertis and Brady Rosenboom, Knoxville Boys Golf Team, on the Today's Lady Radio Sports page on KLIA Careless.